Greetings, everybody. Before we start our episode tonight, I want to hit you with a quote from the Bible. What does it profit a man if he gains the world but loses his soul? Mark 8:36. Hi, everybody. Greetings and salutations. It is me, your mysterious black girl. So today we're going to be doing things a little bit different. Typically when I do this podcast, I have a script and the case has already been solved. It's already been prosecuted, all of that jazz. But today's is going to be a little different. We're going to be reading the article because this case was posted today. This happened today, everybody. October 7th, 2020. I'm going to tell you about Mr. Sydney and why he's a piece of shit. Not going to be long, everybody. I'm going to keep it very short, sweet, and simple to the point. So we're going off of the New York Post. And I also looked into it on Fox Vegas. So this is pretty documented so far. Now, I will say, since this person has not been convicted, all accusations are alleged, but I'm still going to give my commentary as we read, because if you're a piece of shit, that doesn't mean I'm not going to let you know it. Now, let's get into it. This was posted today, October 7th, 2020 at 1:32 p.m. It has been updated because, you know, it's pretty shitty. So let me read you the title. Toddler dies in hot car after dad refuses to let cops break the window. Now I know what you're thinking. Oh, come on, mysterious black girl. That can't be true. Oh, it gets better, though. Just ride the wave with me and hold on to your surfboard, okay? See, I'm not perfect. I mess up words all the time. Let's get into it. A Las Vegas dad was arrested after he refused to break the window of his new car to save his dying toddler's life, authorities said. Sydney Deal, 27, flagged down officers after he left his one-year-old daughter, Sahara Deal, in a hot car Monday afternoon with keys inside, the Las Vegas Sun reported. The officers offered to break the window, call a tow truck, or get a locksmith. But Deal declined and asked to call his brother, police said. After several minutes of everything happening, the officer said, "Fuck that noise," and they smashed the window and pulled the unresponsive girl who died at the scene. Now, here's where my commentary comes in. How long was this baby in the car before he realized he should call somebody? The cause of death is pending, but authorities believe she may have been trapped in the car for more than an hour. Hold on. Why don't I believe that? Detectives also interviewed Deal's brother, who said he received a call from him, who said that he accidentally locked Sahara in the car, which he claimed had the air conditioner, quote-unquote, running. Well, we know that's obviously not true. Deal's brother told the police he was accused. Okay, excuse the dirt bikers. They're assholes. No, I'm not recording. Take your time, guys. As I was saying, his brother told police that he was confused by the call and quickly went to his brother's home. When he got there, the brother immediately, you hear this? This is her uncle, immediately wrapped his shirt around his hand and offered to punch out the windows, authorities said. But Deal stopped him and claimed he didn't have enough money to fix a broken window. He instead dispatched his brother to call their mom to have the insurance company send a locksmith. Deal's girlfriend also told police she called the insurance company for him. But he told her to hang up because he didn't agree with the price quoted for a tow truck. He is booked in the Clark County Detention Center on one count of child abuse or neglect causing bodily harm. His bond is being held at $20,000. There's no excuse. How materialistic can you be to, instead of busting the window, you let her die? And I got a lot of questions and I got a lot of speculations, and this is alleged, but I'm wondering if she was already dead when she was like in the car. That's like, and that's the story they're telling everybody. Oh, and I found out what type of car it is. Let me tell you what type of car this is that he had that he didn't want to break the window of. The Las Vegas man, Sydney Deal, piece of shit, 27. He told police officers that he didn't want to break the car window of his Nissan Altima. Really? Like, really, really? Like, really? Because for a Nissan, your daughter's dead. Because he didn't want to pay the car bill. Now, I'm looking at the article from Fox 5, Las Vegas. Now, I really wonder how her mother's feeling, because it is his fault, don't get me wrong, everybody, but there were other people involved too. And if it wasn't for the cops who said, fuck this, we're just gonna break the window, she pretty much was already dead. She cooked inside of the car. And what a terrible way to die. Like, listen, I work in retail, everybody, and the air conditioner broke at work. And it was almost 90 degrees inside of that building. And I was dying. I could imagine in Las Vegas, where it's the devil's anus. That had to be terrible. And that little girl just didn't deserve that. Not at all. So when I went on Fox 5 Las Vegas local, they did have an update that gives some more insight into the story. I'm going to be reading the article and giving my commentary as I did before. So, let's talk about Mr. Deal and how he ended up leaving his daughter locked in a car. Deal told police he got into a fight with his girlfriend, and at the time of the incident, was taking his daughter to spend the day at his brother's. He said he accidentally locked the car when he realized he didn't have his phone. When he went back, he told police the car was locked. So, did he leave his keys in the car too? He told police the toddler walked away from the back seat to the front after a few minutes, laid on the floorboards of the back seat. He said that she fell asleep but was fine with the air conditioner on. He also allegedly admitted to rejecting offers from other people that were going to break the window, his brother, the cops, before they did it them fucking selves, to avoid a bill damage to his new car. By the way, the baby was 22 months, and this happened in Central Valley, Las Vegas. This also, if you want the direct address, according to police officers, they responded to the 1700 block of H Street near Owens Avenue. This happened around 8 p.m. No, I'm sorry, not 8 p.m., 3:30 p.m. on August 5th. And that's where the body of the toddler was located. So he obviously lied. They also said, they said from a timeline, even the cops saying that the story doesn't add up. They said, as far as the temperature from the AC unit, that is something we still need to confirm through diagnostics. That's from Lieutenant Dave Valenta. The girl's identity
that's been released. I don't really know how I'm supposed to feel about this case, because it just seems like one of those cases where people have valued material things more than their actual children. So the window broke. You don't have a job to replace it. You don't have insurance. Like, I know insurance probably wouldn't have covered something like that, but it just seems like this was a case where there's a lot of pieces still missing. And like I said, this just happened on the 5th. Today is the 7th when all the information has been released. And like I said, I was scrolling on Facebook when I saw this bullshit, because that's what it is. It's bullshit. She shouldn't be dead. And I feel like, truly, in my heart of heart, there are some missing pieces to the story. I don't got much more for you guys. You know, I always tell you, truth is stranger than fiction. And honestly, the truth of the matter is, he cared more about his car than he did his daughter. I'm not saying he didn't love her, but at the time, it does seem like his judgment was clouded. Or maybe we'll find out that there's more to the story. What was the fight that him and his girlfriend had that he was so distracted that he wasn't paying attention? We hear so many times, during the summer especially, where people end up leaving their kids in the car. And these kids end up literally cooking to death. I mentioned to you that I work in retail, and we play the radio at work. And my local radio station, they literally had a commercial talking to you, telling you how you don't forget your keys, you don't forget your phone, so don't forget your baby. There's even been parts on the news where they've done like segments telling people to leave things near their kids so they don't leave them in the car. If you truly value your children and they're your world and they mean everything to you, you're not going to have to do all that to forget. You don't forget your cell phone. Right? Well, he did, which is why I feel like there's more that will come out. But this is, like I said, a fresh case, so we might not know for a while. But I'm going to end this one. It's not going to be long, guys, like I told you. But that's all I got for you. I can't really give you anything else because there's nothing else to give. Rest in peace to the 22-month-year-old. She didn't really even get to do anything. She's a beautiful little girl, by the way. My thoughts, my prayers, they're with her mother, because I know she got to be devastated. It's a devastating situation. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with that. Enjoy your night, evening, morning, wherever you are. And it's your mysterious black girl. Truth, unfortunately, it's just stranger than fiction.
So I thought I was done recording this episode, and I am, but when I went on Fox Las Vegas 5, they had a video of Sydney's mother talking, and let me get her together real quick, and then we gonna call it a day, okay? I'm tired. I've been on my feet all day, but I got time, just a little bit of time for his mother, you know, the baby's grandmother. Ma'am, let me get you together. So she went on to get in front of the news like they do, crying, talking about my son's a good person. He takes care of his kids. He's a black man. Listen, don't matter what color you is, you're supposed to take care of your children. Listen, over here on my channel, you don't get brownie points for taking care of your children, because that's what you're supposed to do. You laid up. You fucked, you had them, it's your job to take care of them. Period. That's it. She went on to say how he had a job. Oh, really? So let me get her together then. If your son had a job, why the fuck? Okay, I'm finna cuss. It's gonna be one of them episodes, y'all. Forgive me. Why the fuck? If he had a job, right, he works in security. And by the way, in Las Vegas today, it's 92 degrees. So that'll give y'all to let you know how fucking hot it is in Las Vegas. But if he had a job, ma'am, he didn't have the money to fix the window. In life. All right, let me give y'all some advice. In life, shit happens. Or as my TT would say, it's Murphy's Law sometimes, right? If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. But nothing is more important than a life. I don't condone you being materialistic because you couldn't afford to get the window fixed. You make a way. That's how it goes. Shit happens. Shit breaks down. That's why you should have backup money. But even if you didn't have it, there was no excuse for you to leave that baby in her car, in your car. You had a responsibility as a father. That's it. You can't persuade me. I don't believe in mistakes like that. That's not a mistake. No. I'm not going for it. And I'm not going for his mother's bullshit either. Running on somebody that actually gives a shit because it ain't me. Now, I'm going to end this for real this time, ladies and gentlemen. I am. I'm done. Because this topic makes me mad. Because I hate when people go out and they murder people, they attack people, they do fucked up shit, and then we as a society try to sit there and justify why it's okay. Oh, she's just dead. No, she shouldn't be dead. You're going to be held accountable over here. And yeah, you in jail, you have a right to your trial, but in my eyes, you ain't shit. Period. Now I'm done with this topic. Till we get an update. We'll see when they put him in court. I want to see the way his mama talking. I'm pretty sure she's going to bail him out. Right? Okay? It's your money. Do what you want with it. But you're going to be held accountable over on the Mysterious Black Girl channel. Okay? Okay. Y'all enjoy y'all night. I'm done. Got this foolish and fucker. Have a good night, everybody.